Rich Dykstra,
yes,
we are in that time of season where you're going to feel that 32 degrees supposed to get down to tonight in your house if your furnace is not working properly, or if the furnace that wasn't working properly, Jeremy, at the end of last year.
It's definitely not working. I mean, it's not like it fixed itself. It probably doesn't didn't heal. Fix itself. Doesn't Let's say heal. That way. It usually doesn't self-heal.
It's not a self-healing.
No. Yeah, not a self-healing.
Okay. So
no white blood cells there. No.
Check the air filter.
That's
number one. Yeah, sure. You could do that. That's the easiest thing a consumer can do, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get the list.
Saves us a lot of service calls.
Let's get the list. What are the top ones that consumers
Yeah, top two or three things our listeners could do today, right now, during the show or after the show, to make sure they're somewhat prepared for what
change,
we're about.
Change your filter, number one. Number two, change the humidifier pad, the pad that's in the humidifier.
Yep.
Because that gets really grody, has to be changed every year.
You can't clean it. Change it.
Clean it.
Where is that located?
Thank you.
I don't know where any of this is.
It's attached to the furnace. Your humidifier.
I also
attached
don't
to the
know
furnace.
Where that
so,
is.
All right. Do you know where your all right, Ray? I love you so much, Ray. Do you know where your furnace is in your house?
I think it's downstairs in the basement.
Okay, let's assume Good it's guess. Downstairs in the basement.
Yes.
Right. It's big.
Yes.
Right. It's metal usually. Right. Am I describing it so far? Pretty good. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Some
and. You can just take a picture. You like chat. You mentioned
mm-hmm.
chat.
Love it.
You could actually just take that picture, plug it into chat, and say, where is my furnace filter on this furnace?
Yeah. Oh.
And it will tell you where your furnace filter is on that furnace.
Do you have a finished basement?
Brilliant.
Do you have a finished basement?
No.
Okay, so it's that big, gigantic thing in your basement.
Big
like
metal
all
thing.
Storage, basically.
Sure.
Okay, but there's something down there that's got ductwork coming out of it.
Yes.
Okay, that's your furnace.
Metal stuff.
You're right.
Okay.
Metal.
People, okay. people metal might stuff. Not even... Let's go super simple. They won't. They might not know what ductwork is, so let's just say it's the biggest thing in your basement that's
is.
Metal
ductwork.
And makes noise. Yeah. Usually makes noise.
Usually makes noise.
It's yeah. got... It's got. Okay, forget about the ductwork.
Don't matter.
Yeah, it's the big thing down there that... It's the biggest thing that's not storage in your basement.
And it's not a washer and dryer.
It's not a washer
or deep refrigerator.
Yeah, thank you.
So you,
it's not an appliance.
Has two meat refrigerators down
okay,
there.
Okay, well, that's not your heating.
You know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so loaded with reindeer that she imported
so let's,
from.
Let's assume you could ask that, because every furnace is different, and every furnace filter is different nowadays, right?
Yep.
Like, that used to be way more standard. Now they got 2-inch, 3-inch, 6-inch. They got different sizes. They got all sorts of crazy stuff.
And then where are the ducks?
That's the pond.
Ducks are in the
okay.
pond.
Okay, you knew that was coming. It was just two clowns. No, it's the silver metal thing coming up and out of your furnace that
like
blows
those enormous pipes.
Yes,
yeah.
that blows the hot and cool air throughout your house.
Yep.
And you've got a Hall of Fame HVAC guy right here from Carrier Hall of Fame.
Those need to be cleaned.
That's number one. But you could take a picture of your furnace.
You could.
You could send it to Rich, and he could walk.
Exactly what to do.
Okay.
Did I not do that?
You did it.
I did the same thing. Because I had a change. You had come on and talked about increasing the humidity or something.
Right, the humidity
in my house,
the
and I didn't know.
Stat.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
So I went down there, took a picture. I think we did video.
We did video.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, take that, turn this way, push this button. And I'm like, where's my filter? He's like, it's down there. Take that out. Do this. He walked me through the whole thing.
How often does that have to be done?
The filter has to be done. Usually you should change it every 3 months.
Oh.
Unless you have a high capacity filter.
I don't know that we've been doing that, so...
Okay.
You want to have somebody take a look
we
at
should
it.
Have a standing appointment.
Yes.
Every
okay.
3 months. Just make sure everything is okay. My house isn't going to blow up.
Good point. Not all. We had a texter say, my furnace doesn't have a humidifier. Not all furnaces do have humidifiers, right? And not all homes have humidifiers.
Right.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea to
have. We recommend it, especially because we live in Illinois. However, yeah, that's true. All right. So you got those two things.
All right. Hold on. Hold that because we've got to hit a break. Come back.
Okay.
Okay. I had kind of took a couple of shots. The Packer fans are expressing their feelings.
I saw that.
In a very aggressive way.
I saw that.
Which we appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice that they're awake and actually heard it and probably getting over the bender from last night. But that's fine. We're not it's a judgment-free zone here.
Yeah, okay? Of course it is.
And we're just happy that they're listening.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good. It's a
okay,
good
that's, and
yeah,
we appreciate
you.
That.
We can educate them.
That's very. That's very
Maybe
nice.
Maybe we'll turn them into Bears fans.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Okay,
you know, a couple of choice words we can't say.
I know. I see that.
You know, a couple of inappropriate radio words. But
they are.
We appreciate them expressing their feelings.
Of course.
My psychiatrist would be very proud of them.
There
All right,
go.
We're going to come back with more HVAC talk.
Okay.
Is your husband home, Ray?
Yes.
Can he go in the basement and go to that big contraption thing down there and take a couple of pictures, send it to you so Rich could look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right, there you go. And it's Saturday night, and he'll do whatever you say. 312, it's Saturday. He's not going to screw this up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. More with Rich Dykstra, the Hall of Fame HVAC inductee, coming up after these messages. What were we going to talk about?
We're talking about the steps.
No, I know we were going to talk about that, but there was, right, the three things. But you, your husband's not home, so we can't look at her furnace.
Okay.
But but you're going to trade furnace pictures later. Three things that our listeners should be aware of.
Change your filter, change your humidifier filter, and have a professional come out and service your furnace.
Does everybody have a humidifier?
No.
No.
But they should.
Yeah,
we've been over that.
But okay. They should.
They should.
So wait, right. And I guess we were saying that about the exterior, but you're saying do the same thing for the furnace.
Absolutely.
Do a clean and check. I mean, is that really necessary? Or?
It is because you want to keep it tuned. You want to make sure it's operating at the proper pressures with the gas pressure.
Okay.
Check that and all the safeties because there's a lot of safeties.
So many safeties.
On the new furnaces.
Yeah. A lot of furnaces are in laundry rooms and a lot of lint escapes from the dryer vent.
It shouldn't.
Some does, right.
Okay.
But
unless
you
have a 90% furnace, then it's pulling a combustion air from outside.
Yep.
But nevertheless, if it's pulling it from the inside, it's trying to breathe.
Yep.
And it's drawing in that lint. And if your igniter gets too much dirt or dust around it, it won't.
It's a flame sensing
rod. Sensor, I'm sorry.
Bunch of sensors.
Flame sensing rod.
It's got a bunch of sensors on it, right?
Yeah, so you want to... You want to service it.
And what are the telltale signs of a good service company and a not so good service company? Because obviously any HVAC guy is probably like, yeah, I'll service your furnace.
Yeah.
But like a homeowner know like you're legit or you're gonna just try to upsell me stuff?
Right. When you see a clean and check for $49 or $29,
okay.
They have one
goal
in mind.
One goal.
They're gonna sell you a new furnace.
Okay.
They have no intentions of cleaning the furnace.
They don't, because they can't even, I mean, you can't afford that. We all know, like, average employee pay for a technician's over $40 an hour now, plus vehicle, plus.
And the problem now with a lot of the companies, they're switching all their service techs to commission pay only.
They're 100% so they're incentivized. Commission.
They have the incentive to sell.
Absolutely.
Ew.
They don't sell, they don't get paid.
So let's just do a quick takeaway here. If you see $29.99 or $49, like Earl Shop, paying any car, any color, $29.99.
Earl Shop,
$29.95.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it'll be like 6 months later, $39.95.
So act now.
You wanted the whole car painted? I'm sorry.
Right. Just didn't want the door of them Mako too.
So,
but so if you've got those cheap ones, it's a tell.
Stay away.
And should our listeners ask? Is it appropriate for our listeners to ask if the sales rep or tech that comes out, how are they getting compensated? Is that a fair question?
They can ask.
It is, but somebody's got to be honest.
They're going to say, oh, they're paid hourly.
Of course. Yeah.
They're paid hourly.
Who's going
to? We don't.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, it's a legitimate question. What is a real price, just so our listeners know, and obviously
90,
size 90 depends.
To $100.
So $100, right? Yep, so the company's barely making any money, but they want to be in the customer's house because
it's a loss leader.
Eventually,
right, when the system fails,
I trust you.
Who are you going to call?
And stuff breaks, obviously. So, no matter what, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So you just got to be careful. I mean, there's with them going 100% commission. Obviously,
it's scary.
They're going to sell you something.
Yeah. Because I ain't getting paid if I don't sell.
Oh, you got a cracked heat exchanger.
You need a new furnace.
And Rich, are they incentivized?
That's the most common thing we hear. Is my furnace guy told me I have a cracked
heat,
and I'm like, hey, call this company,
right?
Because you might not,
right?
Especially if you don't even know where the furnace is,
right?
And most a lot of furnaces, the 90%ers have a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger.
Oh no way!
Yeah.
Oh,
so and the 80%ers are 20 years, so there's a good chance
it's covered.
It's covered.
That'll cover labor and materials.
No, just the material.
Just the materials.
Okay. Mike, you had a comment.
Do they have the incentive to overcharge as well?
Oh, yeah, they get a percentage of the call.
Sure.
They get a percentage of the
call. Yeah, so it's shady, right?
I mean,
there's a lot of companies that are not great,
right.
And the identifiers are the costs.
And two, you'll see on a new system, you get a price on a new system, a legitimate company might be charging $15,000 to $18,000 for a high-end system. Another chain company or whatever, they'll be at $30,000, $32,000.
Same thing in the roofing industry right now.
What are you seeing in the roofing industry?
Some companies are out there trying to get double what the roof is really worth.
Rhymes with?
I know.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, I mean, what is it now? Like $650, $700 a square for a decent roof? I know.
Well,
that's...
here, my in-laws. You're going up on their new house that they just bought on Tuesday. Right? They needed a new roof. It's a 25, 30-year-old roof.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, we need a roof. You got a guy? I'm like, call Mike. So Mike called him, went up there, gave him a quote, boom, be going out there Tuesday. They also live between you and I, by the way, off of River Falls. So we've got all this business between us.
Yeah.
So they went out for 3,000 square foot house, whatever the heck it is, right? I mean, it's about 20, 25 grand, right?
Something like that. That sounds right. Yeah. 20, 25 grand sounds right for a 3,000 square foot house.
Depends if they need it under roofing. What's that called?
No, please don't. It'll plywood? Be so embarrassing.
What is it?
High-shield belt.
Sheathing. Yeah. Sheathing.
Yeah, under, the sheathing.
Yeah, say undercarriage again. That stuff that's always the best. Right.
Do you need that?
Wood decking?
If it's damaged. You do.
So you have to bring in the sheaths then.
Yeah, they're already. Yeah. If it's bad, you need to change it.
Sure.
I see. Yeah, so then that would up the cost to what then?
It depends.
House?
I mean, is it one?
It's not going to double it, but it's going to add quite a bit.
If all of it needs to be replaced.
Right.
I see.
So good identifier, but you're right. Some companies are out there. I love the companies that are at the 30,000, but if you sign today, and this is probably the best bait and switch ever. If you sign today, we could give you this price.
Right.
Like, well, that's just shady in itself, right? Who's trusting that?
If they go from 30 to 25 within 15 minutes.
Kick them out of your house. Yeah. I mean, that's just the worst.
Well, you get the, oh, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're doing the Joneses around the corner.
Sure.
And you know what? Since we got the crew over there by the Joneses, you know, they're already in the neighborhood. We could just bring them over down here, over to Maple from Oak, and take care of you.
If you let us do it next week, which color would you like?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I like that.
Trial closing. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Mark, got a question for Rich. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. You already talked about it while I was on hold. I had a person come out last year. Great deal. $89.99. We'll check your furnace. He said he says it's a failed heat exchanger. There's a crack by the crimped burner.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he said that it's very dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a flint burner?
Did you hear that? It's very dangerous, Rich.
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Yeah. Instill fear.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
What did you end up doing? How old is your furnace?
It's got to be 12 years old, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's still under warranty if it is cracked. But I would get a second opinion. And if it's the front plate, there's no danger at all. There's no danger at all. But if it's a heat exchanger, you do want to get a second opinion on it. It's worth it to get a second opinion.
Did you replace it, Mark? Yeah.
No.
You didn't?
No, I haven't done anything with it.
Well, because it was last season.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah. I didn't believe it. Smart.
Where do you live? What area do you live in?
Lamont.
Okay. If you want, I can call you after the show and get you set up with a reliable contractor to come out for a second opinion.
That would be great.
What was the name of the company that told you had a cracked... What did he say?
Heat exchanger.
What was the name of the company?
I think it was Comfort something.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. We'll get you a second opinion.
Yeah, we'll get you a second opinion.
That's fine.
It's always good to get a second.
Yeah, maybe you got it. And if you got it, did they quote you a ridiculously high price?
No, nothing other than that it should be replaced.
Okay. Did they say anything about the warranty?
You know what he did, and of course it would have been labor, and I think that was pretty high in itself.
All right.
To change the heat exchanger, you're looking roughly around $1,000.
Yeah, it's not that easy, right?
It's not that easy. You've got to take it all completely apart and put it all back together again.
But okay, so the heat exchanger itself, the part is covered, but the labor's not.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, so maybe he was getting a straight deal.
It sounds like he's getting a straight deal, but get a second opinion anyway.
Yeah, all right, Mark. Well, thanks for calling. Anything else for Mark?
No, and I'll give you a call as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, hang on, Mark, for your Mr. Flick Cleaning Product. We get your information, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen and call into the show, bud. All right, Rich, if our listeners want to reach you, I know you make appearances at Bar and Bat Mitzvahs and Kinsieras. Is that
Kinsieras?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Kinsieras.
Yeah, you know, the
Espino.
Yeah. 708-417-7391.